So what we need to do is learn to live at this center, what we've defined as the consciousness of immortality, which is to say the consciousness of that life that never changes, ever-changing but changeless, that life of the spirit that is always blissful, always loving, always real, always dynamic. The more we can live at that center, the more we have the kind of immortality that's worth having. And the more we find that everything we do expresses that kind of immortality. It's something living. So what we want to do is understand what Jesus meant when he said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And he didn't mean existence, that we have already. You can't have, you can't exist more than you're existing right now. But life is to say that reality that is the essence of life rather than the outward form of life. The closer we get to that consciousness of the spirit within, the more we have of that kind of life. That kind of life, when you have it, you will see that all of the change howls around you all through the universe. You are always at the core of your being. You don't change. Rather, you can manifest change all the time in ever new ways. The more you are centered in that state, that is immortality, to realize that you really are a manifestation of the Spirit.